The Our Father. In the Gospel of Luke, at the beginning of chapter 11, the disciples are standing around waiting for Jesus to finish praying. When he's finished, they ask something of him that they've been longing to ask. Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. It's quite possible that they overheard some of the words that Jesus was praying to the Father. What they must have witnessed was the dynamic of the relationship between Jesus and the one who had sent him into the world. Perhaps for the disciples, it was a bit like overhearing one side of a phone conversation. Peter, James, and John would maybe have watched Jesus praying, raising his hands in praise and thanks for all that the Father was revealing to him. Jesus would have used many different types of gestures, as is traditional in Hebrew prayer. He would have prostrated himself, bowed, swayed back and forth, stretched out his arms in prayer, who knows? On occasion, maybe he even danced for joy before the Father. It's quite possible that the disciples witnessed some of these expressions of prayer. The disciples would have watched and listened, and there would have grown up within them a hunger for the same kind of union that Jesus had, the same kind of intimate relationship that he enjoyed with his heavenly Father. Hence their request, teach us how to pray. However, it seems unlikely that the disciples were asking Jesus to train them in some technique. They were not really asking for the key to having a successful prayer time. They were asking for a relationship, the same relationship that Jesus had with the Father. It was that craving for fulfillment that every human being experiences that was motivating their desire. Their hearts were restless, just as our hearts are restless. But they realized that Jesus was not restless, that he was already finding fulfillment in that intimate communion with God that is the destiny of every human being. Their desire was to have their craving for fulfillment satisfied. And so Jesus teaches them the Our Father. Through his ministry, Jesus encouraged his followers to ask, to seek, and to knock. He reminds them and us that God is always deeply interested in our lives and wants to help us. All we have to do is ask. And if we ask for what is in God's will, he'll grant our request. Give us this day our daily bread. He gives us what's good for us. We read in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, which of you, if your sons asked for bread, will give him a stone? How much more will your heavenly Father give good gifts to those who ask him? Of course, the trouble is that sometimes we don't ask for what's good for us. We ask for a stone instead of bread. God the Father wants to provide for us, to give us everything we need to survive and thrive in this world. God is not distant and uninterested in our lives. He's not off attending to some other matter in the universe. He looks down on us with love. Just like the father in the parable of the prodigal son peered out with love into the darkness, waiting for his son's return, so does our Heavenly Father cherish us and delights to give us good things, to give us our daily bread. In teaching us how to pray the Our Father, Jesus is admitting us into the inner sanctum of his relationship with his Father. He's gifting us with new status. Before he ascended into heaven, Jesus confirms our new position as adopted sons and daughters of the Father. In John chapter 20, he assures us, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. We are now heirs to a kingdom, and we're beloved children of the Father. And our Father loves to lavish good things on us if we only ask him for them. Don't we long to have our every craving satisfied? Don't we desire to find fulfillment and complete union with the Father the same way that Jesus did? That's what God wants for us too. And yet, often, our own brokenness and sin get in the way. We have been wounded by life, and many times we build walls to protect ourselves from further hurt. But those walls are the thing that stop God's love from seeping into our lives. Nevertheless, there is hope. If we offer our wounds and our hurts to the Lord and ask Him to heal us, He can and He will. That healing is the daily bread that we need in order to at last be liberated from the chains that our sin and weakness have bound us with. Often the biggest chain we have forged for ourselves is the unforgiveness that we have towards those who have hurt us. That resentment creates a huge barrier in our lives to receiving God's love. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Sometimes it's not easy to forgive, especially if we have been deeply wounded in our lives. But we can ask the Father for the grace to be able to do it. Forgiveness is the only way in which we can free ourselves from our shackles and experience what St. Paul calls in Romans 8, the glorious freedom of the children of God. When we ask God to deliver us from evil, we are asking Him to free us, first of all, from the evil of our own sin. Sin is the hindrance that stops us from receiving God's love. And yet, when God looks at our sin, He's not angry. Instead, He's moved with pity for how we have damaged ourselves and each other. Our sin never changes or lessens His love for us. If anything, it stirs the Father to reach out and help us. So the prayer that Jesus taught us, in a sense, sums up our human experience. Jesus knows our human nature. He knows we are prone to unforgiveness. He knows we are weak and need God's help. So this beautiful prayer addresses these concerns and gives us a way of seeking help from our Heavenly Father. Let's turn to Him now and ask, seek and knock. Let us ask Him to provide for us, forgive us and heal us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, Your hand is ever open to me. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. Your love and Your goodness abound. You wish only what is good for me. You tell me to ask, to search, to knock, because You delight to shower on me blessing upon blessing. You give me my daily bread, not the manna that our ancestors ate in the desert, but the real food and drink of Your body and blood that nourish and sustain me in good times and in bad. Let me ever be mindful that You are full of forgiveness, if I forgive others their trespasses, not holding on to grudges or old resentments or judgments, but freely pardoning from the heart, as You pardon me my every fault when I come to You with a contrite heart. You are full of love to all who call out to You. Hear this prayer. Amen.